Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now, so nice and comfortable, just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you've been impregnated. That you have become pregnant. Somewhere deep down inside of you, you want this. You need this. It doesn't even really matter if it's possible for you to become pregnant. It is simply the act of filling yourself. Filling yourself with a man's cum, with the possibility of getting pregnant, that seems to have begun to drive you. Even if you identify as a sissy male, the idea still works for you. That's right. Somewhere deep down inside, each and every time you get a load of sperm pumped inside of you, it triggers your impregnation fetish. A fetish that is going to grow with each and every passing day. A fetish that will start out as just simply an urge. An urge to take a chance, an urge to possibly stop taking birth control, an urge to be impregnated. And in your mind, there's this image of you, full and pregnant. It doesn't even seem to matter who impregnated you. No. This isn't about having sex. This isn't even about your pleasure. This is about that image. That image of your huge swollen belly. The image of that life growing inside of you. That image that just simply seems to be there all the time. And doesn't seem to ever want to go away. An image that you feed over and over again. You may read about impregnation fetish stuff. You may watch videos that include pregnant people. You may find yourself just simply craving it. Craving impregnation. And this fetish that is developing within you is going to grow and grow. Becoming more and more powerful until you start doing whatever it takes to get impregnated. It'll cease to matter who impregnates you. In fact, there might even be a small part of you that kind of hopes you never know who impregnated you. That you are just simply used as breeding stock, kept full and pregnant, repeatedly filled with sperm. Pregnancy after pregnancy, constantly full, constantly growing another life inside of you, constantly being bred. All these little things work together to form your new impregnation fetish. You want to be bred, you want to be filled, you want to be used, you want to be made pregnant beyond your control. You want to find yourself without any choice. And each and every time you get pregnant, you will always carry that child all the way through. Doesn't matter how many times it happens. Doesn't matter how many different fathers there are. It doesn't matter how this fantasy plays out. In the end, your impregnation fetish is beginning to drive you. It's beginning to work its way deep inside of your mind and twist you in small little ways, making you so very, very horny to get impregnated, making you want to be used in that manner, making you want to have that full, pregnant belly, making you want to be used as breeding stock, making you feel almost an animalistic urge to be impregnated, an urge that never seems to quite go away, an urge that begins filling all of your sexual fantasies, an urge you cannot stop or resist, just simply one that drives you, becoming stronger and stronger until you've been impregnated over and over again, till it no longer matters if there's one father or many, your body constantly craving pregnancy. Every time you are no longer pregnant, the craving returns, growing stronger and stronger, forcing you to keep pregnant throughout your entire breeding life. You need to be bred. You need to be filled. You need to be impregnated. You cannot stop or resist this urge. It seems to be burning its way deep inside of your mind, and you can no longer control it. You'll find yourself drawn to it, itching for it, needing it. You may find yourself listening to this file over and over again as it increases your impregnation fetish, as it increases your need to be bred and impregnated, as it increases your desire to be treated as breeding stock. You find yourself drawn back, needing this imagery, needing this desire, wanting to fulfill it as often as possible, never ever wanting to go another day not being pregnant if it were possible. That's right, a constant need, a constant urge to be impregnated, one that you cannot stop or reverse, one that becomes a part of you. A part of you you can never let go. This is what is happening to you. You chose to listen, to allow these words into your mind. And now you need to be bred and you can't help yourself. You need to be impregnated and you can't stop yourself. You need to be filled. The man's come. To be filled with a man's seed, to be filled with a man's child. To be impregnated, to be made a full breeder, because that, deep down, is what you are, and what you are always going to be. And now it is time for you to wake back up, awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One. Waking up. Two. More and more awake. Three. Closer and closer. Four. Almost there. Five. Awaken. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoy.